This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Barbara Colley, C-O-L-L-E-Y. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, date of birth is 12-17-1953. Date of service is 7-29-2025. Ms. Colley is a very pleasant. Seventy-one-year-old female with history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, history of hypertension, train, history of asthma, history of digital joint disease, then admitted to the hospital because of significant pain in her right hand. Failed of treatment. She was admitted for right hip replacement. She underwent right hip replacement surgery. Dr. Cade, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea and vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She said her pain is doing better. She has been taking some pain medication as needed. She has been able to wait there. She was ambulating after surgery with physical therapy. She was doing much better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any significant pain in her right hip, denies any swelling of her legs, denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension on midodrine, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, history of asthma, history of degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for right total hip arthroplasty. Social history is smoking, none, alcohol. None. Allergies to Bactrim and Benadryl. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have a history of asthma. Use inhaler as needed. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary. Denies any complaints of blood in the urine, denies any history of kidney stones, musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of right hip arthroplasty, and degenerative joint disease. Neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal. People circled around and reacted to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Right hip with dressing in place. No redness or swelling in the area. Impression, number one, right total hip arthroplasty. Number two, hypotension on midodrine. Next, hypothyroidism. Next step to diabetes mellitus. She does take Lantus insulin, but if her sugars are less than 200, then she doesn't take any. We'll hold off on starting the insulin. We'll do echo checks twice a day, monitor her sugars, and then reinstate Lantus if needed. History of anxiety is like depression. Next, history of asthma. Next, degenerative joint disease. We'll continue on the rest of our medications. We'll check routine labs. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Sudha, S-U-D-H-A. Date of birth is 9/23/1953. Date of service is 7/29/2025. Ms. Sudha is a very pleasant 71-year-old female. With history of chronic lower back / lumbar area pain, history of hypertension, history of Parkinsonism, symptoms, history of lower extremity swelling, who was brought to the emergency department because of gradually worsening swelling, having difficulty ambulating because of that, was admitted to the hospital with significant swelling of both the lower extremities. She started on IV Lasix, was diuresed, her vitals were monitored, her blood pressure and labs were being monitored. She was doing better. Her swelling did improve. She was otherwise doing better. She continued to complain of her lower back pain. She has had back surgery with fusion of the L4-5. Also, she was going to have a dorsal column stimulator placed, but was unsuccessful. She has been managed with chronic pain medications. She has also been diagnosed with Parkinsonism and started on Sinemet, but she has not yet started it. She is supposed to have a DAT scan done, which is scheduled for in the next couple of weeks. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Her lower extremity swelling is much improved. She has minimal swelling at the present time. She's been on diuretics, which she does complain of pain in her back. She does complain of weakness in her legs. She's being admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, does complain of pain in her lower back, denies any complaints of any nausea. No. I just did. Past medical history. Please see history and physical from previous admission. Past surgical history. Please see HMP from previous admission. Current medications reviewed and documented in the HR. History, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies to sulfur. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, no history of CHF. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. genitourinary. Complaints of any history of kidney stones, has been going to the bathroom more frequently. Neurological, denying history of TIE or CVN, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, complaints of generalized weakness, history of recent diagnosis with Parkinsonism. Physical examination, general appearance was normal, HDNT examination was normal, people cycled around and reacted to light, external movements are intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart as an S2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities minimal 1 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination was grossly intact, rectal impression, number 1, bilateral lower extremity swelling, next, chronic lower back pain, next history of L1 transverse process fracture, next history of L5 spinal process fracture, history of S1, S2 sacral stress fracture, next degenerative joint disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next anxiety, next DJD. Treatment patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, continue on the BMX. Advisor to keep her legs elevated, recommended compression stocking to prevent the swelling from coming back. And continue on her pain medications. PTOT will be consulted, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of